with no knowledge of it. I regard you as that, and not knowing what they see. You grew up in that for the rest of your life. Quite a few years. And you just take things for granted and go ahead on. Now, one of the things I want to say to you is, did it ever occur to you that you ought to make some investigation of what you were in?
I'd say this, if you're in the school,
I'm still saying you should make an investigation.
And if you do, more than likely you will learn something that you didn't know. To say something about being out yonder in the open field, so to speak, and then going along with that and making no particular study of it, making no investigation of it, and knowing nothing about it, just taking somebody else's word.
Yeah.
Now, that's bad. Now, if you're going to be charged, if you're going to be charged with these things yourself, and as Dr. Gross said, now, nobody can do you any good in the judgment. You shall all appear, as the apostle says, before the judgment seat of Yahshua the Messiah. Well, what for? To give an account for the deeds done while we are at home in the body. Mm-hmm. Now then, you can't depend on some preacher.
Right.
You can't depend on mama and papa. Right. See, you have to give the account for the deeds done while you are in the body.
Right.
Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? So then it's up to you to make the investigation. It's a personal thing.
Right.
And it's not just Dr. Gross said, the people are persuaded, you know, just to follow the crowd and you go along with the crowd.
Right.
And then all. Well, now, you see, that won't work. Is that right?
Right.
But there is a crowd going both ways.
Right.
See, there's a crowd of
innumerable
company of angels.
Yeah.
And then there's a crowd going down to the lake. See, they're doing wrong. But now, look. I want to show you a few things just for a short while. And I don't want to aggravate your patience with it. But I want to bring something to your attention. And that is this. And Dr. Gross has already stated it. But as you hear things over and over and over many, many times, oftentimes, you just don't get the essence and the substance out, even after you're able to repeat it. Verbatim, too. And that is this. Now, let me use this as an example. Water baptism. Now, he said there wasn't no need of looking in the Bible. We already concluded that that was right. And we've already concluded that Lord's Supper eating the Lord's Supper is right. See, we don't have to look in the Bible. Because, you see, everybody, doesn't make any difference what denomination they belong to, whether it's Roman Catholic or Protestant. You understand? See, it's water baptism. So we don't have to look that up. We just conclude right off that that's the way it is. See? And all my ancestors and progenitors and all on back through there, they all believed it was right. And they all practiced. Now try to understand what I'm talking about. Now, but Dr. Gross told you, now listen to what I'm saying, the temporal thing, or the natural thing, or the physical thing, including your life. They are but reflections of Christ's death, and they shall be done away with.
All right.
Now, if you were real smart and wise, you could see right then and there that all of the carnal ordinances under the old covenant were done away with.
Right.
You could see that without even opening your book. Just like we are prone to think because so many millions of people in all the different denominations that practice water baptism, it's not necessary to look in the book to see whether it's right. We know it's right because everybody says it. Now that's just an analogy, you see, just to show you how you could just take one thing in particular and just tell from that that anything that you can see, touch, feel, taste, you see, that's got to go. That's not the reality.
Yeah, that's right.
The spirit is the reality of it. Now, I had one person arguing with me one time, and I looked at him, and I thought to myself, well, there's not much I can do with him. And this is what he said. He said, don't tell me anything about anything that I can't see. He said, I don't want to hear it. Because it wasn't real to him. Anything that he couldn't come in contact with and see and put hands on, and you talk to him about something that you could show to him, he said, don't talk to me about that. He can't see. Now, this is what he said unconsciously. That Yahweh was a spirit, or God is a spirit. Even your mind, you see, you can't see that.
Right.
I can put my hand on your head, see, but that's not on your mind. Now your nervous system, you understand, will tell you, become sensitive to touch. You see, but that's not on his mind. Now, listen, folks. Everything comes from spirit. See, everything must go back to the source from which it came.
That's right.
Now, what's happening in the world today is men are deceived. Because they take the thing that appears to be the real thing, when all of it is nothing else but a type and a shadow. Now that's what makes this so hard to teach to be. And those are the things that Satan has used to deceive the people with, and to fool the people with. Now Yahweh has took the natural, now listen to what I'm saying. He took the natural thing to show you the spirit. And it is the natural or the temple or the physical thing that shall perish and go away. Then it must be disintegrated, it must be dissolved, it must undergo a change. Everything. Now, in trying to teach the people about this old and this new covenant that Yahweh has given to Israel. Now they too were deceived. They felt that Yahweh had more respect for them as a people than he did for the Gentiles. And because Yahweh said to Sarah, Abraham, cast out the bondwoman and her son, and then the stripes will go out of the camp, you see. Well, then, they thought that meritorious favors was bestowed of Yahweh on them as a people, the Jewish people, you see. Now, that's not so.
Right, that's not.
Now, the real truth about it, you want to know the truth about it?
Yeah.
Now, they got the worst of the deal.
Right.
Now, here's how they got the worst of the deal. You see? Because they went down into Egypt here, and they were in bondage. And then after they come out of here, they went into the wilderness, and they were taught that. then they went through here and into Palestine, and there they were, lead back into that land from whence they came. And of course, now look now, see the Ishmaelites. Now when I say Ishmaelites, you just grab up the Jebusites and the Moabites, all of them. Because there's nothing else but the descendants of the 12 sons of Israel. That's all it was. Well, now look, they had never been down here into no political bondage of any kind at all. See, they were not beaten and persecuted and killed and all down there. See? Now then, these were going to a land that flowed with milk and honey. Well, Jesus, they had never left. Do you see what I mean? It's just like the angels that sinned in heaven. You understand? They were cast out. Now they're not going back. See? And they are reserved in everlasting chains of darkness to be punished. You see, they're not going back. Because they have come down to a lower state. In other words, let's put it like this. They were then where you are going to be. Understand?
That's right.
So, you see, if they wasn't satisfied when they were there before. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? You can see that as plain as the nose on your face. Now, I've talked with you about reincarnation and the many different doctrines that are going on around the world and how people are deceived in so many different ways. For example, one says, well, look, I was born and raised in the Roman Catholic Church. Another say, well, so was I in the Baptist Church. Another one over here say, well, I was in the Methodist Church. And another one say he was in the Unitarian Lutheran Church or something like that. You see? Well, now, look, why should you be so opposed to find out what the other fellow thinks? You see? Now, if you're right, let him tell you all he knows. See, then you tell him what, then he listens to what you know. You understand? Now, that's the only way that you can come to any mutual understanding.
Right.
You see the point? You got to first find out what somebody else thinks.
That's right. That's the truth.
Before you can do anything with it.
That's the truth. That's it.
And now, another thing, the devil, a trick of the devil is this. Now, this is what I'm telling you. He will resort to things that are not written. Tradition. And custom. And you ask him, say, where do you find that at in the Bible? Well, they say, well, all of our people believe this or that, and you understand. Do you see the point? But now, if you notice the devil's activity, when he was in the Messiah here in the wilderness, we try to picture this, as was Israel. You see, now the devil didn't go up to him and say anything to him about anything that wasn't written.
Okay.
He said, it's written that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thy death shall put against the stone. What is grief?
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city,
mm-hmm.
and setteth him on his pinnacle,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
and saith unto him, mm-hmm. if thou be the son of Elohim, cast thyself down, for it is written,
mm-hmm.
he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. In their hands, they shall bear thee up.
Mm-hmm.
Lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone.
That's right. Now look, I want you to just be part of that here, what you just talked. What you thought.
And he saith unto him, If thou be the son of Elohim.
No, I'm talking about
when the devil
take it.
Him
I want them to take it in and where?
Into the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he setteth him on his pinnacle.
Now here's what I want you to see. He never left the wilderness.
Right.
No, sir. Okay. He was there 40 days and 40 nights. And he had to stay right there, too.
Yes, sir.
And the devil never cared him anyway.
What's that? Sir?
That was a mentality. In other words, he carried his mentality and came in Mount Moriah on the pinnacle of the temple, you see.
All right.
And he hadn't still used right then, for 40 days, 40 nights. He hadn't stayed there on account of his staying there in young 40 years. He couldn't leave. You see, but carried it and put him up there, you see, in direction, setting on the pinnacle of the temple. See? And then he said, now if you be, if you be, the Son of God or the Son of Elohim. Right? Then cast yourself down from the... Now, that's the same old thing. Here it comes back into a multitude of people now. You see? And he just said into them that, now, look, if you be, then you show us a sign. Now, they've been looking at him all the time, going all around the wheel, but now they want a sign. I tell you, it's serving. It's awful bad. And he said, now there will be no sign given unto you except the sign which was given unto the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, even shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And you know they can't calculate that? They haven't yet. I don't know what you guys said that you were it was on Monday. And that's called plain truth from up here and they went and asked, they didn't know how to put together, you know, these days. And then when you say Sunday, that's a night of the day, you understand? You see, that's a heathen thing, you understand? Sunday. Just like sun worship. See? And you got Monday. That's moon day. You see? And all of that, you see? All these things are ours. And we just haven't even learned to pay no attention to that. That's what we're talking about. And somebody come along and teach with some kind of religious idea, and they read something out of the book and misquote and misapply. And then others, they don't read nothing out of the book. They just go on by some tradition or custom or some rule or regulation they draw up. For example, a minister get up and say to you, well, now we are going to open the doors of this church. See? It made me think about a fellow who was dying, you know.
Yes, sir.
Now he's going to open the doors of the church. I see. If you they have read over that in Revelation, it said, behold, I sit before you an open door. You see? Now that's what he's open door. Now he's going to open the door. Indicating that up until this present time they were closed.
Right.
They all come to I'll tell you this, there was a colored person that worked for white people, a
And it was in a white neighborhood, a white area. And he was the only colored person in that neighborhood. And they had a church. And each Sunday, this Negro, being the driver or chauffeur, first he'd take him to church. And then he would sit down in the back. So they had a revival. And they called for him to come to the enrollment thing. And they were preaching that every soul was precious. And they wanted to, in this revival, those that had belonged to church and had gotten out, unfortunately, something had happened to them, they wanted to renew. You see, and those that had no church at all, they were to come to the moment expansion and they would pray for them, and that they might make up their minds to join some church. Well, it got so warm around that, you know, the invitation to come so broad. And so he got up and went to the moment expansion. And so as they got up from the moment's bench to give their experiences whether they should join the church or not, and they got down to him. And so they asked him, you know, about how he felt. And he said, well, he said, now the rest of them, they had taken on in the church. So never there was any Negroes there. So they, when it got to him, why, all of the rest of them, they joined some church or made some commitment there about it. So he said, well, I've been kind of thinking about this, joining your church. Said, have you any recommendations for me? Said, that's what the Negro asked me. He said, yes. He said, I do. He said, before you join, he said, I would go home and pray over it and ask the Lord what you must do about it. Before you can come in tonight with anything. He said, very well, that's a good idea. Said, I'll do that. So he went, then the preacher told him, said, now then you come back and let me know what the Lord said to you about it. So, he said, that's very well, that's an acceptable idea. So he went on off, and he didn't see him anymore. He didn't come back and sat in the back no more. He just let him out of the car and went and get off. And he didn't talk to him anymore. So they had a meeting down on the marketplace, you know, and he run into him and they said, well, hello there. He said, well, I was kind of expecting you to go home and pray over it and come back and let me know about to be joining your church. I'll catch down there and I'll answer it. He said, but you never come back. He said, yes, the colored fellow said, yes, you're right. He said, I never come back. I said, well, why didn't you come back? Did you pray over it? I thought so. He said, yes. And he said that the Lord himself said that he'd been trying all this long time to get in that church down there himself. And if he couldn't make it in, for him not to worry about it, just like they didn't bother about coming back to him. Now that's just about the size of the room of Father. No, it's not in.
Right.
Now, of course, now I'm not placing any value upon that prayer at all. But listen, all that we've got. And how stupid the people are to be just be deceived any and every kind of way. And here's the thing that they're deceived over and about. Now, we've done been through this.
And Dr. Gross has told you. It's a natural thing that they're deceived.
Right.
That's right. You just have to tell him something about something he can taste, smell, and feel, and touch, and get something for him to do. You understand? Like getting baptized or nothing. If you don't, why then he hasn't got nowhere at all. That's the reason why, right along with that, you see, he quit smoking cigarettes. And don't drink no whiskey, no beer, no intoxicating beverages.
Well, where did you find that at?
Mm-hmm. Right. See, and you told, they never want to tell you about the Solomon said wine is a marker, strong drink is just raging, and whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. Then you turn right over here and find out that John, he didn't come neither eat nor drink. And they said he had a death. And then here comes Joshua, the Messiah, and they said he had a death. Now, what are you supposed to do? I said, don't eat no pork. Don't do this. Don't eat none of this, that, and other, and everything that you eat goes into your physical body, isn't that right?
Right.
Now, some people eat some things that other people won't eat. Well, now, that don't make them a bad fellow.
Right.
But we're hung up on that. Now, listen. Now, this ought to get it. See, everything that Israel did back here, that Yahweh gave them in the commandment was natural. See, now he moved that natural out of the door. He moved the natural out of the way so that you could get into the spiritual. It's done away with. Well, now look, Christendom hasn't been able to see that.
That's right.
And they will turn and say, Jesus said. Suppose you look at it. I just want to show you some of the things. Then, here's another way they make him out of tail. Joshua the Messiah. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Because you're blundering into this, Doctor. They will say that there is three ordinances that was brought over from there under the law. In this present dispensation, there's three of them. Primarily three. Now here's the three. Now some just say two,
right?
And others three.
That's correct.
That's water baptism. Mm-hmm. See? That's Passover supper. See? And foot washing.
Right.
Those are the three that was brought over from this dispensation to the other. Now, here's Joshua the Messiah. He said, don't think that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets.
Right.
But I've come to fulfill. Now, let's get this straight. See? And verily, verily, I'll tell you that one jot or one tittle. Now, that's the jots and the tittle.
Right.
You see? But wouldn't any of it pass from the law until it's all been fulfilled. Now look, if anything at all was brought over here, see, then he wouldn't be fulfilling all.
Right.
He didn't just fulfill a part of it, and the other part was brought over here.
Yeah.
In other words, what you've done, you've made him out of lies.
Right.
Now, there isn't any water baptism in this dispensation.
Amen.
See? And there is no foot washing in this dispensation. And there is no Lord's Supper or communion or Passover, as you call it. Not in this dispensation. In other words, let's make a long story real short. There is nothing natural in this dispensation.
Right.
Now you see, I suggest almost any church in town would jump up and say, you're wrong about that. Isn't that right?
Right.
And then read Matthew 28:19.
Right.